Joy McKay from Habitat for Humanity with us this morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
You made the sunshine.
Good morning. I'm not going to take credit for that, but it is nice. And the rain was very nice this morning, too.
Yeah, we could definitely use rain, and that was good to see a little sprinkle. I think we had about a tenth of an inch here in Fremont.
So. Okay.
Good deal. Let's go on over at Habitat. I know you're still working on some homes. You brought a couple people with you that are kind of helping out, right?
Yes. Yeah, so we are working. Our home on 8th Street is almost done. We're doing the last few things on there. We did have a very interesting day last week where we laid sod with our group here till 1 in the morning
because
it took a long time. Oh. It was the longest day ever.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's done and it looks beautiful. And then we're starting on our home on 6th Street across from Rotary Park that everybody calls K Street Park,
right.
I believe.
Okay. Yep.
So that one we're getting ready to start also. We've got a hole and we're working on that right now.
Well, we've got a couple of guests here, Angie and Brendan from AmeriCorps. Maybe just kind of give us the lowdown, how you got involved with AmeriCorps and where you're from and kind of go from there.
Right. Good morning. I'm Angie. We're with AmeriCorps and CCC.
And so where are you from originally?
I'm from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So is the weather different here than compared to Raleigh, North Carolina?
Oh, yeah. It's so dry here.
it's more plush
The weather's, yeah. The
okay.
It's pretty dry.
So are you a student in college or?
So they take anyone from 18 to 26 in the program, so it's not specific to your education level. I'm about 2 years into college, decided I didn't want to study what I was studying, so decided to take a break and do something purposeful.
Good, good. So where have you been? Where has your journey taken you besides just Fremont, Nebraska?
Oh, I've been to Indiana, Pennsylvania, and now I'm here in Nebraska, and I'm heading off to Michigan.
Are you liking it?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's been a lot of, it's been a great time.
What would you say is your favorite part of this? Just,
I mean, our project consumes so much of our time, but yeah, what we're doing, it has a great impact on the people that we've been able to help and serve. But 505 Brewery is also really nice.
Well, we're glad to have you, and thank you for volunteering, definitely. Brendan, also with us this morning, works with AmeriCorps. Where are you from?
Good morning. My name's Brendan Milosevic. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Okay. And so what's your journey been? Where did you start? Did you start in Pennsylvania and then make your way to Nebraska? Or
I first went to Michigan. Then I went to, I can never get this name right, Des Moines?
Des Moines. Yeah.
I read it too literally.
Okay.
Then I came here to Nebraska, and I'm going on to my onto the next project in Michigan.
Okay. All right. So how did you get involved in AmeriCorps?
Family members told me about it and said it was a wonderful experience, and they were right.
Oh, good. What do you like about it? What's the most, encouraging part of this, or the most positive part?
The great people you meet and the bonds you share with people.
Good deal. Are you in college, or are you going to go back, or what are you thinking?
I finished.
Oh, good. Good. Good deal.
I do hope to get as much as I can out of this experience as well.
Good. What do you eventually want to be doing?
More work on the lines that offers help to other people, especially with what I've learned just in such a short amount of time.
Good. So these people have been pretty helpful, I would imagine. Yeah.
We love when AmeriCorps comes, and this team has been amazing, especially since I worked them so hard that night. And then 2 days later, they were shoveling dirt. So,
They've had
some hard work to do, but they've been awesome. And it's great to have the help. It's great to meet people from around the country.
Yeah.
And just find out more about them.
Good deal.
And we just always love having youth around. That helps.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as projects, is contractor side of it, is everything still pretty good there, or do you need more?
We always need more volunteers, for sure, especially when these guys leave.
Yeah, I'll bet, yeah.
Which is coming up. Yeah. They've got 2 weeks after this week, yeah.
Oh, man.
So they've already, this is their sixth week here, and then they'll be gone. So that's always sad.
The project has been wonderful, though. It's been a great experience, wonderful people here, and food's been pretty good.
And then, we do get a lot of food.
Yes, which is what we try to do, is help make sure we keep them fed.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, you probably do have a lot of good volunteers that are making that happen.
Yeah, and people from churches and just everywhere. They also have been working with Rebuilding Together. So Rebuilding Together and Habitat partner on this every year. So they help out both organizations.
So is there more than these two? Or is there?
There's seven total.
Seven. Oh, my. Yeah. Yeah. Just you or the two that woke up first.
No, they're all awake.
They're working. Yeah. They're at the work site right now.
So when they're done working, do they stay with host families, or how does that work, Joy?
So actually, they're staying at St. Timothy Church.
Oh, okay.
This is the second year we've used the church. We just have to find a place for them to stay before we apply. And then because St. Timothy Church does not have showers, they need a place to shower. So Orphan Grain Train out of Norfolk brings down a shower trailer and lets us use it for free for these guys while they're here.
Good deal.
And then they'll come back and pick it up when it's done. So,
okay. Good.
But no, they have to put in 40 hours a week of work.
Uh-huh.
And then they have their own stuff they have to do as part of their program on top of that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Stay plenty busy, don't you?
Yeah. There's a big focus on personal development in the program as a whole.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you for coming to Fremont. For sure, yeah.
We're grateful.
It's been nice being here.
Anything else you wanted to mention today?
Just real quick, Home Store is open Friday 8 to 4, Saturday 8 to 2. We take donations up until 2 hours before we close. And this weekend, 50% off all chairs.
You have a lot of chairs then, huh?
We have, wooden chairs and like soft chairs. Any chairs, 50% off. So that's a great deal if you need a chair.
Yeah, for sure. If people have appliances they'd like to donate.
We love appliances. There's a huge demand for used appliances. So if you need us to pick them up, just call 402-721-8771, and we can schedule a pickup. You can also schedule a pickup online, fremonthabitat.org.
Good deal.
By the store, however you want to get a hold of us.
Have you had these guys doing any TikTok videos then, or
not yet?
Well, you got to get something going there.
Yes, we do. I did take some videos while we were doing sod. That is my plan, to make them TikTok videos. We did a TikTok or a sod laying dance. Angie came up with.
Oh yeah, it was to hold back the tears of a long day.
So I do have that on video. So
it will happen,
yes.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward. We'll definitely be checking it out.
All right, perfect.
All right, Joy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you stopping in.
Thank you.